This is Legends of the Hood podcast, episode number 60. The topic is Naruto, but I digress.
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic Girl.
Welcome to this episode of our podcast. Woohoo! Another Yay! Podcast. Getting started. Awesome-ish.
Ish?
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to work out really
awesome-ish.
Awesome-ish. That was better. I like that.
That's right. I forgot. I didn't get the memo.
Nothing is ever less than really, really cool in the land of ish.
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't know how it's going to work out because I know what we're talking about today, and we might piss off a whole lot of people.
I think it's going to be funny and hilarious and fun because I'm not going to piss anybody off. I'm not going to piss anybody off. They're going to come lynch you two, but they're going to, like, put me on a pedestal or something. Yeah, you're one of us.
You know, that could be taken and visualized in many, many different ways.
I know. Shut up.
Racism is funny. All right. Moving right along. I have to do a little bit of business before we get to the fun part.
Of course.
Because you can't have your fun until you put in your 2 cents worth of work. Or more so, depending upon what minimum wage is in your respective state.
And your employment.
This is true. You gotta keep hitting us up on the website, people. www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address gets you to the longer one. So you can visit our website, check out some of the crazy things that we're writing when we write, and catch up on past episodes of the podcast. Or subscribe if you haven't already done so. And shame on you if by this time you haven't subscribed to our podcast. Get with the times, people. I also have to give a shout-out to our sponsor, Velocity Micro. They are makers of custom-built gaming mobile and home PCs. They're built by gamers, for gamers, and it's the exclusive PC that we use here in the Land of Esh for reviewing PC title games. So, if you're looking for a bomb-ass machine, check them out at velocitymicro.com and tell them that the bitches from the Electric Sisterhood sent you. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed with any machine that you pick up from Velocity Micro. I know I'm not! And now we're
Yeah,
I
rub that in.
You know what's really funny?
A friend of mine quoted part of the Velocity Micro spiel at me the other day. I was like, A, are you quoting my podcast? Because that's the shit. And B, are you quoting a Velocity Micro part of the podcast?
What did they quote?
It was really funny.
Which part? Yeah.
I forget what was going on, but he said something bomb-ass gaming machine.
That was awesome.
And I was like, wow, I love you.
Oh, that's sweet. That's hot. So with that said, all of my business is done for right now because we still don't have a candy bitch. We still don't have a candy bitch that's getting a t-shirt. But it's got to happen, people. We're so close to having someone be able to get the super deluxe package of candy. And
yeah, how many weeks of candy have piled up now?
Well, we've got quite a few weeks of candy that's actually piled up. So at this point, I'm giving out super de-duper big bags
as opposed
to just the candy sampler.
The elves are still making candy, even if we're not giving it out.
So exactly.
Piling up.
We're
drowning in candy, people. You got to comment so we can give it to you.
I've got a surplus of green M&Ms, people. And I'm not talking like just chill out Everest green. I'm talking neon light up in the dark green almost.
Oh, good. Because a friend of mine totally knows that the green ones taste worse than the other ones.
They totally do not.
I know. It's just, I don't know, a phobia or something.
There's no difference.
If you are sensitive to the taste of dyes and stuff, it could be possible.
That could be possible, but then you're just too damn sensitive and you shouldn't be eating candy.
Yeah.
Or pretty much anything else.
anything that's been processed, basically.
Exactly.
Chemically goodness.
I like it when my corn is made out of chemicals.
Yay for chemicals. Yeah. Chemicals.
So with that said, I'm just going to kind of put the mic in the middle of the table.
Well, I think we should introduce the topic. So here's the deal. I'll do it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Take the reins.
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah, totally. Mine. Mine. Okay.
Mine.
We were discussing how much fun. Yeah. Everybody's seen Finding Nemo. We don't need to quote it. Burn.
Ooh.
Meow.
Burn.
I'm thinking of something small and orange. It's me.
Okay.
Me. And the one after that's me, too.
Wow.
Right. So, now, see, you got me going. I'm going to keep quoting them. Because everybody brought their fishy friend.
Yes.
I seem to have lost mine.
You have one of mine. Your jumping buddy.
Okay. The X is going to go. You got to grab it, rip it, and tuck it, all
right? Right. Okay. We're going to stop. We're going to go totally la-la land. So we were discussing how much fun we have when we share topics. What have we shared before, guys? Guitar Hero.
Yeah, we shared Guitar Hero.
What did we share last week?
What did we share last week?
I know we shared something last week.
Yeah,
or you shared something.
We shared an experience, I believe, with Elfin Lied.
Yeah, there you go. And I even sort of shared that one because I'd seen like two episodes of it.
Yeah. So, sharing is caring. That's what our mama said.
And so then we were talking about, you know, what were things that we all had seen or experienced or whatever. And we started from the really popular ones. And we came up with Naruto. So we decided that we were all going to talk about Naruto today.
Yeah. In different ways, though.
Yeah. Ninja and Panda.
Don't call us out yet.
Yeah. Give us a chance to dig our own holes, please.
Really? God.
Okay.
But, so, we'll get some hands.
Which parts of Naruto have you guys seen or played or whatever? Have you played the games?
Well, I have.
You have?
Which ones?
I played Clash of the Titans.
Okay. I've never played any of the games. So.
Okay. Well, I can share that because I also got to play a demo for the upcoming title from Ubisoft, Naruto Rise of a Ninja.
Yep.
That'll be on Xbox 360. So that's where I'm going to put a lot of my focus on. But I've seen a little bit of the series, both dubbed and not.
Oh, God. Dubbed makes me want to dig my ears out with a spork.
Pretty much Naruto makes me want to do awful, awful things. A lobotomy comes to mind.
Just in general.
Okay.
Have you read any of the manga?
I have not gotten my hands on any of the manga.
How about you, Pen? What ninja sources have you gotten?
Well, a mutual friend of ours gave me the manga, and I only made it through half of the first one. Yeah, I wasn't very inclined halfway through to continue.
Wow.
And I didn't, and I tried to avoid Naruto like the plague.
Why?
Because I don't...
She's trying to say that it sucks.
No, that's the thing. I'm not trying to say it sucks. She's just saying she doesn't
like it.
I don't think it's an anime for me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm saying that it sucks.
Since you're saying that you got through half of the first volume, I got through... 38 volumes with about 363 chapters, so I'm caught up. I know exactly what's going on in the world of Naruto. So
well, see, here's my thing about Naruto, and I was really excited about it when I first heard that it was gonna be licensed in the U.S. because I am a frequent visitor of Ain't It Cool News. I love Ain't It Cool. And so the first time I ever heard about Naruto was on their anime review section. They were talking about that this series was coming over and it was going to be the thing that saved that particular type of anime. And the fact that it was going to be running on Adult Swim made them think that it was going to be bomb and it was going to take up the mantle where Dragon Ball left off but was actually going to be good.
Oh, they said that Dragon Ball wasn't good, huh?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing.
There's only so many.
Okay, here's a question. Like, here's a question for you. You say that type of anime. What kind of anime would you call Naruto? Because it really does
action.
Appeal to, like, everybody.
It's a shonen action.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, and this is why I think that they were dissing Dragon Balls, because how many episodes did it take for Goku to build up that stupid spirit bomb? It's like, okay, I'm getting more energy. Commercial.
Well, it took him like 10 minutes to do the command.
I have a joke.
So.
I have a joke.
Okay.
Oh, no. I love this joke. You say it way too often, but I love this joke.
It's the only joke I have. Shut up. How many DBZ characters does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know how many.
One, but it will take eight episodes for it to show.
Exactly. Exactly. So I was like, okay, because when there was action going on in DBZ, I was like, oh, fuck yeah. So I'm like, oh, so a series that would actually be good. So I'm thinking action all the time. So
I don't know. I was kind of addicted. I was kind of addicted to DBZ and DBZ.
But here's the thing. The original Dragon Ball, I dug.
Yeah.
I didn't like the original as much as I liked DBZ. And then I really didn't like GT much at all.
Because back when Panda was still a wee panda, and Ninja, I don't know if she was still honing, if she was beginning her training in ninja school yet.
She was a ninja cadet.
We would watch Dragon Ball with our mom.
Yeah.
And our dad would be like, that's fucked up. But,
yeah.
You know,
see, back in those days, I watched like Tailspin and Darkwing Duck.
I hated Tailspin.
I hate it
worse than I dislike Naruto.
Yeah, but I like Darkwing Duck.
I love Darkwing Duck.
I love Darkwing Duck.
But anyway, love Gargoyles.
And I watch out, you bad boys.
Darkwing Duck.
When there's trouble, you call DW.
But anyway.
I liked the cleaning lady. She was my favorite villain. And the plant guy. I liked the plant guy, too.
Oh, yeah. He was funny. The Electrovolt rat dude.
Yeah. Electrovolt.
Yeah, oh, my God. That was funny as hell.
So but anyway, guys, we're running off of our topic.
We do that often, though. I was just
yeah, when have we ever stayed on? We have the whole podcast to talk about Naruto, and we're going to talk about it plenty.
Yeah. Trust me.
But yeah, I've been a big fan of Tailspin. I was like, okay, Blue should have been in the jungle with no shirt on. Rebecca was a douchebag.
I know.
With
you've
awful
got freaking
hair.
And it takes you how many episodes to realize that you actually love him and you still can't treat him like, you know, anything other than a douche?
She's a douchebag and she has bad hair. I hated her hair with a passion. But you know,
it took me a while to figure out that it was like Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Chippendale Rescue Rangers. I loved Chippendale.
Oh my God, Chippendale was awesome, and Gadget was the best mouse ever.
I loved her. I liked the episode where she had like they were in Hawaii and there was a mouse girl who looked like her, but she was like slutty.
But you gotta admit that nobody was as cool as Don Carnage.
This is true. Nobody beats him.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get back to Naruto and how much it dashed my dreams.
Oh.
Because I was really excited. I was like, okay, great. I love ninjas. And
you are one.
Exactly. So, I mean, got to give it out to the home team. Pour a little out for my homies. But I thought, from what I had read, that it was going to be kind of a... wasn't going to be very cutesy. Like, there were going to be some moments splashed in between, but it was really going to be the journey of this outcast figuring out why he's outcast and... growing among that to become the big badass ninja. That's what it said.
Yeah.
So when I got to the
first episode, it would actually have been cooler if it was that way.
Exactly. And then so I get to the first episode and I'm waiting for this to happen and instead I get this kid who's like hungry for ramen.
Does it drive anybody else nuts when you see a character who should be the most upset, angsty person in the world and they're like infernally chipper?
Yes!
Do you just want to slap them around, or
yes,
am I just a horrible, horrible person?
I want to shove a hot poker in their eye and make them bleed.
Yeah, yeah.
And so from then on, it started to lose me. And then I had someone recommend, okay, don't pay any attention to the dub version that's running on Cartoon Network and Toonami, not
Adult
Swim.
No, please, God, don't.
But actually listen to the subtitled... watch that, it's going to be so much better. And I thought, okay, fine. So I go to the usual sources to find these things.
Dark alleyways.
Still nothing. Gotta tell ya. Then you start hitting some filler and you're like, I want to pull my brain out of my head.
Oh, yeah, and then a lot of the fillers weren't worth it.
And then
most of the fillers.
I played one of the video games, and I was like, okay, fuck Naruto and everything that has the Naruto name. Except for my headband. I do like my headband.
Which one?
I got you.
Yes.
Is it a Konoha headband?
Yeah.
Yep, she asked me. She was like, Panda, if you get me anything from the convention, it has to be a ninja headband.
Yeah.
Hmm. You hate the show. You hate the video games, but you want the headband.
The headband's cool.
Consumerism at its finest.
Yeah, okay, because if I can wear that thing over my eye, because I'm like, you know, that's pretty damn pimp, actually. I kind of like that.
Kakashi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the characters that are in the series, I enjoy, and
Do you just not like them together?
No, it's not that I don't like them together. I don't like how their stories are sewn together. Okay, like the whole battle.
You don't like how they interact.
Yeah.
I'm a girl who likes this other guy. I'm this loner that everybody wants. I look at Dirty Magazine.
The battle.
You have all of the stereotypical characters in there.
This is what I'm saying. Like the battle when they're protecting the bridge builder.
Uh-huh.
I thought those episodes were awesome.
Yeah. Okay. I really don't think Haku and Zabuza should have died that easily.
Okay.
I
thought that those were amazing. And if the whole series had been like that up until then, I would be shouting Naruto's praises like the worst fanboy you can imagine. But how many episodes did he have to get in to get to those episodes? And then what happens? They both wind up dead?
Yep.
Ooh, buzzkill.
Zabuza's sword comes back later.
Ooh, his sword.
Shut up.
I just leave it alone. I was the exact opposite.
I was like, ugh, it's this kid's show. It's ninjas jumping around and doing shit.
Ninjas not wearing black, walking around everyday life.
I love that.
Not
I love that.
Like
I was like
ninjas.
I was like, yes, red, orange, and blue. Yay, you all have the greatest fashion sense ever. You blend in so well with...
Yes.
I think you blend in a Mardi Gras, maybe.
Like, I think the Ask a Ninja from AskANinja.com would not be a supporter of Naruto.
Well, no, of course not. Okay, first of all, I don't know about you guys, but as for me being a ninja, one of the things I pride myself on is my stealth ability.
Yeah.
And blending in with shadows. Why Naruto particularly wears the same color orange that you usually wear as a vest
when you're coming
when you
out of prison?
Hunting?
No. When you're hunting in the woods and you don't want other people to shoot you.
Exactly. So it's kind of like, hunting orange, but I'm a ninja. So either my skills are so good that I can wear this color and not be seen, or I'm an idiot. And I'm going to be seen by everybody. And I'm going to be
but
the worst ninja ever.
You know, you got to at least, you know, admit that, you know, the color does look nice on his pasty ass.
No, it doesn't. And I don't have to.
I think the colors compliment him.
I get the same color scheme going on, and I look pretty good in orange, too, even though I hate orange because it's a hideous color.
Yeah. But, I mean, like when me and Magic were at Anime Boston, when the Tetris ninjas came out,
and
we totally thought... that their grid was going to be like the Naruto face.
It was all yellow at top and then blue and orange on the bottom.
And we
was like, hey, look, they're building a Naruto face. And it wasn't.
No.
Was like,
but that would have been a really good idea.
But did you notice that you barely noticed the ninjas? Why? Because they were wearing black like ninjas should.
They were on a stage with spotlights. They were pretty noticeable.
Well, yeah.
Still,
but you didn't see their faces, though. Like, all these ninjas, you tend to see their faces.
Did you see their hair? Did you see the ninja's hair?
No.
No.
Did you see their feet?
No. They were shrouded in black.
Exactly.
You did not see them. You just saw the black clothes around
ninjas
them.
Ninjas are mysterious. We are supposed to ride the wind.
Yeah, but how boring would it be seeing indistinguishable black figures doing
I'm
shit?
I'm not saying indistinguishable black figures all the time. When they're in their village, you can totally see them without their masks on. But when they're running a mission... Okay, and I love Kakashi. I fucking would have
awesome.
His babies. And
I really, really wish they'd done Kakashi Gaiden in the anime.
Okay.
Because Kakashi Gaiden is his whole backstory, how he got the Sharingan and stuff.
Yeah.
And what happened to
totally,
his team.
Totally would be down for that shit. However, I'm thinking, hey, if I'm on a mission and I'm a ninja. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I'm in traditional ninja garb, blending in with shadows.
But if you think about it, he wears that ugly olive green
exactly,
as well.
And that's my beef there. Should totally.
And he's got
be...
his white hair, his white mop of hair, or
exactly,
gray.
That you
if you're
see
one of
everywhere,
picky.
And you're just like, what the fuck? That's not ninja.
See, he half-assed it, but he made a better attempt than our three main characters did.
Yeah, he half-asses everything.
But he did it. At least he half-assed it. They didn't ass it at all.
Exactly. Yeah. There was no ass at all.
There was no ass at all.
Unless you're talking about Guy, then there's lots of ass, and it's hanging out all over the place.
Well, I don't need to know about Naruto ass, because
he just wears that skin-tight green thing.
What skin tight green thing?
Hideous. You guys, how much did you? Oh, okay. Obviously, you didn't watch much Naruto. If you don't even know who Guy is,
nope.
You know Rock Lee.
Yeah, I know Rock Lee.
Yeah, I know Rock.
Yeah.
Show off your rock list.
Yeah. We all
that,
know who.
That music video almost made me want to watch it. Almost.
I would love that AMV if I actually liked Rock Lee. I was like, I want to like this AMV, but.
I don't like him.
I don't like
Lee. See, Rock Lee is the only character in there that
I
even
feel
felt
guilty
like...
for not liking him, though, too. Because he's like this wicked nice kid. He's just super, like, hideous and... Ugh.
You think he's drawn bad? Is that why you hate him?
Yes. I'm an artist. I'm like Yamichika. You know, I'm like, it's got to be pretty.
So because he's not pretty, you don't approve of him?
No.
That is so
But
awful.
I feel guilty. I feel guilty because I feel guilty about not liking him because he's a really nice guy.
I can see it now. If a guy like that, like in real life, asked you to probably be like, no, you're ugly. You're like, you're ugly.
I would never, ever say that. I would think
no,
that.
You
but
would
I would
be like,
never
Canada,
say it.
Tell him to go away. I'm going to go hide in the bathroom.
Yeah, I would. I would be like, Canada, tell him to go away. I'm going to go hide in the bathroom. Only if you're hitting on me, though.
That's really bad.
Yeah,
it happened.
It's not
it happened.
The way they're drawn, it's the way that they're vocalized.
I like his vocals. He's got pretty good vocals.
He's
what was he watching?
But it's so hard
to Goku-sen. Goku-sen. His vocals are in Goku-sen. One of the students in Goku-sen's got the same voice.
I don't know who Goku-sen is.
It's that one about the female GTO. That's what everybody calls it. They're like, oh yeah, the female GTO, which it's not particularly, but kind of.
Okay.
So.
Which GTO? No, what's GTO?
Oh, Great Teacher Onizuka?
No. Yeah!
Never seen that.
That's a good thing to watch.
Don't know about it. Sorry.
Okay, see, I talk about anime in reference to other anime, and you don't watch any anime at all, so you just totally lost.
No. I know, she's out of the loop, but I know what you mean.
So, does that mean you don't know what I was talking about when I said Paracus ending?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. You don't know it either?
No,
and I thought it was like...
Talking about
the ending of Paracus is like talking about incest and Angel Sanctuary in the same sentence. It's like,
oh, nice.
The only time people talk about Paracus, well, they may talk about it more because the anime came out, but the only time people talk about it is to talk about how awful the ending was.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow,
I would watch an anime, except nobody hooks me up with, like, things to see.
You know what?
Find it and actually give it to me.
Best Buy. There is a giant section of anime.
Yeah, guess what? The Best Buy I go to, there's, like, a bunch of yaoi, and then everything else is, like, mainstream stuff that's on Adult Swim. And I'm like,
Well, then you know what? Your Best Buy sucks balls.
It does.
Yeah, you find better stuff by... By, like, reading Anime News Network and mm-hmm. you know, checking stuff out online and what people are talking about. Because a lot of the coolest stuff has either been released long enough ago that it's not on the shelves anymore, or it's not on the shelves because they don't think it's, like, saleable or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that's
you know,
how I found out about
Corral. And the funny thing about all of this, Ninja, is you're the one who got me into it, and now I'm, like, better in it than you.
Yeah.
Well, the student should outgrow the teacher.
Yeah.
Grasshopper.
And I did, biatch!
Whatever, bitch. You still have a long way to go.
I see her Schwartz is as big as mine.
I say biatch! 75%
I see that
after...
your Schwartz is as big as mine, but do you know how to use it?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
This when
I
get my Schwartz
dangled. But anyway, so getting back to Naruto.
Okay.
So, the lover that you are, Magic, I don't understand why.
Here's the deal. I'm not a giant Narutard. I'm not. I prefer Bleach.
Did you say Narutard?
I will willingly admit that.
Dude.
Naruto and Bleach are like, you know, Romeo and Juliet's families. You know, they don't get along.
Well, the thing is, who doesn't like Bleach? What's there not to like about Bleach except for the dubbed version of it?
Oh, there's plenty not to like about Bleach. I will bitch about Bleach, and, you know, but it's I like it better than Naruto. Just like I agreed with half of your points, but I still like Naruto.
Yeah, I can't like it.
Yeah. I initially was like, ugh, Naruto, I never ever want to watch it, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it just got too big, and I was like, fine. Everybody seems to know at least something about Naruto, so I'm going to watch enough that I can hold my own in a conversation.
Believe it!
And leave it at that.
Sorry, that just...
And I started watching it, and I liked it. I'm not crazy about it. I don't love it massively.
You don't want to marry it and put it in your wedding bed?
Well, the thing that was so funny about that was, like, one of the things that I'm going to be talking about here in a bit is the upcoming title for Ubisoft for Naruto. And when I was sitting at the press briefing for Microsoft, because it's going to be on the Xbox 360, and they played the whole clip, this guy behind me, who is an awesome blogger, as soon as it ends, he's like, believe it! It's not going to suck! Believe it! And, like, the entire group around us just, like, bust out laughing so hard.
They did.
And Peter Moore just kind of looked up at our sections like, what? Because it was obvious he didn't understand the license that they had. And I'm just laughing my ass going, you're probably going to make a whole lot of money off of this license because the Naruto people are just going to eat up every title that comes their way, because even though we know most every single licensed anime that becomes a game sucks, everyone who loves the license buys anything and everything that's branded like that because they have to. It's like a law.
Yeah, it's like a compulsion.
Exactly. If you're a Naruto fan, you will buy anything and everything branded Naruto. Plushies, toilet paper, tampons, you name it.
I wipe my ass with Naruto toilet paper.
Exactly.
I'm a real ninja.
In one episode, he makes himself sick and by drinking old milk, and you know, so they
ew.
The toilet paper from Naruto.
Exactly.
Ew.
And so, I mean, I find that so interesting that it seems like more and more developers want to license this anime, and there's a much bigger overlapping of video games and anime, because there were a lot of, I mean, Blue Dragon, which we'll be talking about partially next week. You've got this Naruto game. Budokai Tenkaichi 3 is coming around
the
corner.
Oh, God. They need to stop with the DBZ games. How many more games can you do that you're beating the crap out of each other?
Yeah, except this one's also going to be available on the Wii.
Good.
Oh. Right, I mean, so there's more. There's a Bleach game. Actually, there's three Bleach games. One's a fighter, one's an RPG, and I forget what the other one is. I mean, so there's...
It's a sex game.
Yeah, Bleach, the sex game.
Oh my God.
Bleach after midnight.
My God, does anybody ever remember Baywatch Nights?
No.
Oh my God, Baywatch Nights. Nobody knows what I'm talking about when I start talking about it, so I'm starting to think maybe I'm hallucinating.
Wait, so people drown at night? Who knew?
No. It wasn't even that. It was like Baywatch crossed with the X-Files. It was awful.
So wait, there were aliens at the beach?
Yeah.
Anderson was investigating? Are you kidding
me? Were the aliens drowning?
I don't know. I only remember seeing like one episode before
it
disappeared forever.
There?
And nobody knows what I'm talking about.
She was the reason.
No,
it was more
Hasselhoff like trying to recapture Michael Knight or something, because he was all like doing a lone crusader thing.
Oh my God, that sounds awful.
I know. I only saw one episode, and nobody knows what I'm talking about. So I'm more and more starting to think I'm just bonkers and made it up.
Oh no! I wikied it,
which makes me worry for like my health that I made something like that up.
Yeah, really. If you're making up series,
yeah, you know, people give
vehicles
me the funniest
for Hasselhoff. You really should see.
No, I know, like combining Baywatch and X-Files. I don't know what I was thinking. but I didn't make
aliens.
It up. I feel better now.
They're at our local beach. I don't believe it. I was abducted. No. Bang, bang, bang. I mean, come on. No. You know, I have that same problem with certain things. Do you guys ever remember something on Nickelodeon called the Tomorrow People?
Does anyone? No.
Doesn't sound familiar. Like, what was it about? I never remember titles.
There were these kids, and for some strange reason, they could, like, teleport, but only places that, like, they've been. And, like, they, like, found this, like, spaceship thing,
And, like, that's where they hung out because they knew they were going to be, like, you know, there was an evil organization trying to, like, chase them. And there was this really hot guy who, like, became the leader of them. And, like, I remember it, and I loved it because I watched it every week after Are You Afraid of the Dark, after I'd cry. And I love talking about it because I'm like, I loved when they, like, teleported into that building. Because teleporting was just cool then.
I don't remember that. And I remember Afraid of the Dark.
I loved
Well, I never,
there.
No, but I don't remember it either, but I also never watched, like, Rainbow Bright or anything that everybody else was
Bright
like.
Rainbow Bright was the shit.
Yeah, and I never watched the Care Bears series or any of that.
In my defense,
until third grade, I didn't have cable. I just had whatever we could pirate locally.
Damn, that sucks for you. So if I talk about Danger Mouse, then you have no idea what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about, but I never watched it.
Oh my god, Danger Mouse was the shit, and it needs to come back. If they could do an underdog
movie... What about Heathcliff?
Oh, Heathcliff was okay. But if they could do an underdog movie...
Heathcliff was a series? I didn't even know Heathcliff was ever on TV.
Yeah, a morning cartoon right before school.
Inspector Gadget!
Dude,
Now that I think about it, that's why I watch Tailspin and stuff, because that was the only channel I could get.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, but seriously, I'm just putting it out there, ladies. If they can do a freaking underdog movie... Why can we not have a Danger Mouse movie?
Because the underdog movie's guaranteed to suck.
Oh, yeah.
But Jason Lee's doing the
voice. I have to admit, though, that one, you know, commercial where he's like, you don't see dogs beating each other up for money. Yeah, but you don't see humans sniffing each other's butts. Touché. I like that line. I will probably use that at some point in my life.
A movie...
But I will not see the movie, no. I'm not compelled to see that movie.
Yeah, me neither. It's not going
to
happen.
I'm not compelled to see it. I might sneak in to see it, but I'm not compelled to see it.
I wouldn't even sneak in to
but
see
I'm
it.
Saying...
I wouldn't even piss off DVD.
Okay, here's the deal. If it was on TV and I was walking through the room, I might sit and watch it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, but
that's about all the effort I'm willing to put into it.
That your legs got tired and you felt like sitting down and the remote was on the other side of the room, so you say, fuck it.
Yeah, that's one of those kind of things. It's like, I'm too lazy to go put on something else.
Ouch, harsh.
Oh, I totally am like that. I'm like, damn it, I've already watched John Tucker Must Die 5 times, but I'm not getting up.
Yeah.
That movie sucks so bad. All right,
oh my god,
anyway,
it did.
Moving on. All I'm saying is that there, as far as the movie thing, and then we'll end it, is that if... You can license just about every other fucking cartoon that, like, held any kind of place in my heart with love and destroy it. Why not go all the way out and make the damn Danger Mouse cartoon movie CGI? Go ahead, fuck up Fraggles. I mean, somebody's got to do it.
Oh my god, they should make a Fraggle Rock movie.
This is what I'm saying.
No, because you know what? I would... You know, people who are big fans of stuff, if they fucked it up, like, the world would go into chaos.
Oh, Jim Henson would return from the grave. I'm just saying, go ahead. Fucking go ho-hog with it. Get it out of your system. It's kind of like one of those things, like, when you're attracted to somebody, and you're like, ugh, I know I shouldn't do that, but until you, like, do it and get it done and out of the way, like, you constantly think about it, just go ahead.
Yeah.
Fuck him. Get it over with so you can move on.
So wait a minute. No, sometimes I have this strange notion to just punch somebody in the face, and I don't care who.
Just go ahead with it. Just get it out.
Punch someone in the face?
Just punch him in the face, get it over with, get done with, so you can move on with your life.
All right, then. I'm going to do that. Next time I have
to Well, what do they say? It's better to regret or ask forgiveness for something you've done than regret.
Then you know what?
Or ask permission.
Then I should have punched several people by now.
That's your fault.
In the case of violence, I tend to go for the regret not doing it than regretting to do it.
Well, the thing is...
Like, grabbing somebody's tie and, like, throwing drinks in faces, I've always wanted to do that.
Guys, you know how I said we'd have plenty of time to talk about Naruto?
Yeah.
I lied. We're not talking about it at all.
No! All right, stop!
So we need to go back to topic.
Back to topic.
Boom! Stop sign.
You turn.
I want to talk about what I saw as far as the Rise of the Ninja game.
Okay.
Because it's the only positive angle that I have for Naruto. Because the game demo that I played is tight.
Okay.
It's not a mediocre anime license. It actually, one, looks good, because all the characters are done as, like, cel-shaded, so they look exactly like they look on the cartoon. Uh-huh. So it's not like a 3D CGI person. When you're jumping from environment to environment, they actually have, like, the little puffs of smoke, like, they actually put in the anime that look like cartoon drawings. So artistically, it looks very much like the cartoon, except there it's not just one type of game. In the game, there's basically three modes that you can play in. You can either play the RPG mode, where you're basically going through, developing up Naruto's skills, so you learn new jutsus and things like that. But you also build up your chakra and your stamina, and you earn money to unlock new missions, and you meet new people along the way and actually do a story. Like, the level that I did with the RPG was that I had, like, this mini game where I was delivering ramen to people across the town for money so I could buy my own ramen so I could eat.
Yeah, like Roxas and his mini games.
Exactly. So that was kind of neat, going through and doing that. What I found really interesting was that the environment, the actual town, wasn't so much cel-shaded as it was 3D CGI, and that it worked flawlessly with the stuff that was cel-shaded. So you really felt like you were being immersed as this almost paper character in this real environment. The way that the camera moved when you went very fast, it would actually blur the sides, so you really got a sense of speed, as opposed to just like putting fast lines behind you or things like that. So you really got this really great depth of field and this perception thing going on. So I actually found myself, because I was basically waiting in line to play Guitar Hero 3 and it just happened to be behind me. So I just kind of took a look at it. And I was like, what the hell ever, I'll play this game. And I felt so bad because the guy that was doing the demo for the Naruto game like had these two screens set up behind the Guitar Hero 3 thing. And there was like 15 people lined up to play Guitar Hero. And he was just kind of playing Naruto by himself. Over on. So I was just like, I'll take the demo tour. Go ahead and give it to me. And so we went through and we did the RPG level. And then he's like, okay, now here is the actual fighting level, so you can play it as a straight up fighter where you pick your person. They haven't done a final lineup of what characters are going to be available yet in the fighter mode, but he said most likely it was going to be all of your favorites from the series. So in the demo they had Kakashi. I'm sorry,
I said that's a dangerous statement.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, because it's going to be on the 360, one of the things that you can do is there's always the possibility for downloadable content. So once the game is done,
just basic stream, and then if you go on the web, the internet,
you can download, you know, this particular clan as an expansion pack, or this clan with as an expansion pack. I wouldn't be surprised to see that. But he said probably when it shipped, it would probably have around 30 characters in the fighting mode. So I'm, you know, assuming all of the base, you know, Gaara, Naruto, obviously, Sakura, Kakashi, Sasuke, you know, all of those people. Rock Lee, because he was playable in the demo. The chick that really, really likes Naruto.
Probably all of the Kona 12, or Kona 11.
Definitely those, you know, that group. And probably the big mainstays from the Chunin Trials, when you got introduced to a lot of those characters, will be available. To play versus each other. And what was really interesting was how you did the jutsus, because it actually had you using the analog sticks to kind of almost mimic making hand symbols. So you'd actually, in order to do one of Naruto's jutsus, move the analog sticks first opposite, so left and right, and then up and down, and then left and right, and then hit the shoulder button. And that will put you into the jutsu mode, and you'd see that he'd make the shape with his little fingers, and then this bubble of energy would pop up, and then if you released it properly, you unleash, like, this comic book style, holy shit, following you up into the air release of this gnarly little jutsu thing that you would do. And I thought, oh my god, this actually doesn't suck. I'm enjoying playing this. And I'm looking forward to this thing actually coming out. And I've never said that about any anime game, because I got burnt real bad.
Which one? What burnt you?
In all honesty, Shin Megumi Tensei.
Huh.
Just because, even though I tend to not like that type of game, I thought, okay, I've read the story, so I know what's going on, and I'm really going to like this because they said that they were really going to just focus on the story. They're going to focus on the story. And no, I get a cheap crossover where they have Dante come in for like 20 seconds and then nothing. Just
which
lame.
One? Because it's like a massive series with
the
all sorts of titles.
First
and stuff.
One.
Because they have isn't Digital Devil Saga, isn't that all considered Shin Megami Tensei as well?
Uh-huh, and 3's getting ready to drop.
Yeah, I really like those, actually. I played Nocturne, and I liked that, and I've got Digital Devil Saga,
I
never got my hands on the first one, but...
Yeah, so, those are my big things, is I'm actually looking forward to this Naruto game now, because as much as I liked Budokai... Just because I love fighting games, and so anytime that I get to play another fighting game where the actual characters don't completely suck as far as not actually having great collision detection, because that kills a fighter. Like, I was playing one of the early Virtua Fighter games, and it was really bad. It's like you would punch, and you would see that your pixels for your character actually hit the other person, but they never took any damage, but then they would whoop your ass, and you'd be like, cheap fucking game. And so that kind of pushed me off fighters for a while. So Even though Budokai was really great in that when you make contact and it would represent itself as making contact, it still wasn't the kind of fighter that I really could dig my teeth into. I mean, I like DBZ, but there's only so many Kamehameha things that I can stand for my character to do.
And there's only so many mountains you can destroy by putting your enemy through them.
Exactly. I'm like, the first time you do it, like, oh, that's cool. And then when you're in fighting, you're like, okay, now you go through the mountain. And then I stop, and I do my little thing, and then I come down. Okay, and I'm going to fight, and then you're going to pick me up. Oh, now I'm going to go through the rock. Ooh. And it's just like,
We're going to fly up into the air and fight and move so fast that all we see are lines.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just like, oh. Can't I just kick your ass? And then I go back and play Street Fighter.
But you know what? I have to admit that I like the idea of the fact that you know you can fly and there's more space because now you can't put people in the fucking corner and beat them. Like someone I know used to do.
Get over it.
That's a viable, strategy.
No corners, bitch. Now you can't do that anymore. And you can't tell me, okay, I'm going to do a light one. We'll do a light one. Heavy one and I die. You liar. You are a liar.
Do you feel better now that you got that out of your system?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like that's been pent up there for a few years now.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I'm feeling good about that now.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you're not going to have to go to therapy this week. Got that out. You can skip this session.
Yep.
Good. So anyway, I don't know how many anime video games you guys have played, but it made me hopeful.
Oh, no, I don't. I refuse to play them.
Never, ever been drawn in by a...
Nope. Ugh. I keep seeing previews for this Fullmetal Alchemist game on Funimation, and the more I see the commercial, the less enamored or less...
Oh, I stayed away from the Fullmetal games just because I love Fullmetal, and I don't want them to leave a dirty, nasty shit in my mouth if I play the game. Because I know they will.
No,
you love the anime or the manga?
I love the anime. I actually haven't read the manga.
The manga's totally different.
I would love to read the manga, but again, haven't been provided with it.
I don't have it.
Ninja doesn't read.
Fuck you, I do
illiterate.
Too. I read Devil May Cry, loved that manga. Remember, I wrote about it. Oh, wait, you would only know that if you read our website.
I liked that one, too, with the big bunny. I was like, yay, it's, what's his face from Donnie Darko.
That was really crazy. Donnie Darko is a fucked up movie.
But
it was
such a fucked up movie. The only good thing about that movie was the song. Yay for Tears for Fears.
Yeah, Tears for Fears is the shit.
Oh my god, I heard the original of that song the other day. I was like, okay.
Anyway.
Wow, the 70s were not good to you. The 60s weren't good to you, were they?
Yeah.
I swear, every third blink is slower.
Such a good movie. Kachiga. All right, so moving on. In any case. Have we put the nail on Naruto? Like, have we really killed it? Because I'll be honest with you. Every time I see, like, any kind of commercial for it on Cartoon Network.
You have. You haven't shut up.
about it yet.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. Were you supposed to
I don't know what I like about it. I like the anime, I like the manga of the anime. I like, somehow the animation for it is nicer than the original was. I don't know how. It's, you know when you watch an anime movie and everything just looks more polished and, like, the colors are more saturated and stuff?
Yeah, because it has more money thrown behind it.
Well, the shippuden's been like that.
Okay.
So it's really cool to watch. Some of the movies are all right. I haven't seen the OVA yet.
There are Naruto movies?
Yeah, there are, like, five of them. There's, like,
OVAs,
a million of them.
To most mainstream stuff, and even non-mainstream stuff. It's actually funny. You'll find out that a lot of series don't come to fruition until after an OVA.
Well, an OVA, the whole reason that they have OVAs is it's like a pilot.
Yeah.
Usually. Sometimes it comes after.
This is what we'd like to see kind of happen, but, you know, stretched over 52 episodes.
What stretched over 52 episodes?
No, I'm just saying, like, if I was going to... So this is our OVA, and this is, like, the general concept of the anime we want to do, but we want to stretch this into 52 episodes.
Or...
The three recap
200
episodes.
And something.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I believe, I have a couple of animes that started out originally as OVAs, and then were changed.
Well, most of them that have OVAs probably started out as the OVA. Less and less recently, I've been finding.
Yeah. And usually, I think manga comes first, OVA, then anime series.
Yeah.
So I guess the question that I have for you ladies, because I just don't understand it, I don't see it myself. Why do you think that Naruto is as popular as it is over here?
Because little kids want to be ninjas who can wear orange. Little kids want to wear the headband and want to do the crazy hand symbols and expect them to, like, vanish and levitate or make naked ninja ladies.
I've always been mystified by what sells. The populace, I don't get society. I don't understand it because there's so much cool shit that they will never bring over because people won't like it. That was all air quotes, by the way. People won't like it.
Yeah, I caught the air quotes actually.
Okay, yeah, because I said it in a
both
different tone of voice.
Both people can kiss my black ass.
Yeah, really.
Really,
if you sign up on the website,
you can
bend over and give you a good view. Come here,
black
people.
Ass.
Yeah. Come here.
It's
waiting to meet you.
Yeah, it's cool and all, but I'm not gonna go. And there's so many I'm probably gonna earn a lot of enemies this way, but even Bleach. Here, let me tell this to all you Tite Kubo fans. Zombie Powder was better, and I hope he goes back to it when Bleach is over.
Uh-oh. Okay, so Magic Mystic said that, so when you fill out the form on the website, make sure that you put...
All hate mail shall be sent to...
should be sent to the following form subject.
No, I think all the hate mail's going to you guys, because you dissed Naruto, and I think... I'm pretty sure Naruto is slightly more popular than Bleach.
I'm just saying.
I said that the Rising
anime
and Ninja Game could be pretty good.
For me.
I can't hear you because you're both talking at once.
I know. That's because we're digging ourselves out of the hole. And we're just trying to see
I'm not. I don't mind being in the hole. I just know certain animes are not for me.
Yeah.
And Naruto's just...
Yeah, I'm that same way.
And I'm just saying it sucks. And
like I will willingly tell anybody who asks that I hate Evangelion.
I thought Evangelion was a good series.
See,
I liked
the thing
it.
Is,
it was so fucked up.
Exactly. That's what I liked about it. Not
see,
so
but
much.
Wait, Panda, aren't you the one that hates Escaflowne just because their noses?
No. I hate Escaflowne. I hate the manga. I liked the series. And
we've had this conversation.
And
the manga doesn't really have anything to do with the anime.
And the noses, I couldn't stand the noses. Yes, but you get with that one episode with the alteration machine, and like Bond's totally ready to tell Hitomi that he wanted her, and then the fate machine made him say for her power, and then she got pissed, and then kissed Alan on the bridge, and Vaughn saw it, and he was like, "Fuck, I screwed up." That's the best episode. I was like, "Oh, in your face, Bonnie!" And then the fact he had wings was like the balls. IR heart the wings.
So, IR heart.
So IR.
I'm pretty sure that makes no sense whatsoever.
I are the wing bitch. I love wings. I break for men with wings.
You wouldn't need to, because they wouldn't drive in front of your car.
Well, yeah. They You are a bitch. But anyway.
A funny bitch, though.
But anyway. Yes, but you can get over the noses. And I kind of had those sisters that were cats who were, like, all over, you know, Vaughn's older brother. But one of them.
Oh my God, I loved them. What were they called? The lucky twins there?
Hey, ladies. This is probably a subject for another podcast because we're just about.
All right, let me just. I didn't like the whole kitty incest thing. That's it.
Oh, okay. We're totally going to have to talk about this on another thing.
They were kind of like, because one of them got to kiss, you know, the older brother, and she's like, what did it taste like? Let me taste it. And she's.
Each other. Well, something's all that bad.
But, like, I was like, hey, kitties. And then they stopped. So I was like, okay, good. But anyway,
final thoughts on Naruto, guys.
I guess eventually.
Closing statements.
If I start going blind in one eye, I'll start watching it.
Why? Does Naruto have to do with depth perception?
No, but I'd probably be starting to go senile. And this all
Why? Crazy. Why would losing an eye make you go senile?
Well, I'll start losing sight.
A show would make her happy.
I'm just saying. I either that or if I had, like, a massive blow to the head and was knocked out and was put in a room that made me had and, like, the only way to get out was to watch Naruto.
Put in a rubber room?
in a room, a dark room with a projector. And the only thing that was airing was, like, either news or Naruto. I would watch Naruto.
You'd choose Naruto?
And I would watch. It would have to be at gunpoint. I would have to be at gunpoint.
Wow. Okay, wait. Gunpoint in a rubber room. After a blow to the head.
This is
Panda's regard for Naruto.
Yeah. And I know when our friends watch this or listen to this.
They're gonna be rip shit. You're gonna be down two friends.
I know two of them will probably have pitchforks and be like, then they came out of your mouth. Poop mouth. And like be mad at us.
Oh, they're not going to be mad at me.
No,
I mean, although I did agree on some of Naruto's downfalls, I still like Naruto.
Yeah.
God knows why.
They'll probably be like, Panda, the only reason why you don't love it is you won't watch it. Here, have all these.
Yeah, they're going to tie you up at gunpoint in a rubber room and make you watch it.
Here, have this Pepsi. Why does it smell funny? Does it matter? Just drink it.
Here, Panda. Chloroform you.
And then I'll be in the rubber room with a gun to the back of my head.
I can't imagine either of them handling a gun, though.
Yeah, good point.
So that's when they get me. That's when they get me, who's handled guns before and, you know, doesn't feel one way or the other.
Yeah, and like, probably tempt
me with a cookie or something.
I mean, I'm not going to cry myself to sleep if I ever do. Sleep peacefully, you know, if I continue not watching it.
I would hope so. I mean, it's kind of weird if you were crying yourself to sleep.
I can't live without Naruto.
Oh my God, I'm such a Narutard.
I want to bear your children. Sakura doesn't deserve your attention.
It's not quite as funny since I know two people who probably would.
Like, I want another 300 episodes of fillers.
No, nobody wants another 300 episodes of fillers. Nobody.
Anyway. I know I don't.
Anyway,
the more you like Naruto, the more you hate the fillers.
That's what you want.
What? Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
What?
Neither of us heard what you said.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, yeah. Yeah. What? That's what I said.
Before that.
Oh. Oh, I forgot.
Oh, my God.
Okay, moving on.
Anyway, Magic, so overall.
Is a little bit retarded since 2007.
No, I've been almost retarded since 1984. Okay.
Oh, my God. I am so happy that came out. We have to make a clip show now just so we can put that clip in there.
Panelicious, been retarded since 1984.
Artard since 84.
Oh, God.
I are Artard. Sometimes. sometimes, not all the time. But anyway, okay. So Magic, overall.
So my impressions of it. I'm never, ever going to play any of the games, ever.
Yeah,
can't
me neither.
Make me...
I'd rather
you can't make
church.
Me look! Yes, I can. You'll have to open your eyes sometime. You have to breathe. No, I... Wait. What do my eyes have to do with breathing? Sorry. Zim moment. let's see. The anime? Pretty cool. Definitely like Shippuden better than the original, but you can't watch Shippuden without knowing what happened in the original. Fillers? Boo. Fillers. Except for that one where the guys pretended to be Leon guy, because that was the funniest shit ever. But read the manga. Manga's good. Like the manga. Yay, manga. Yeah. So, Naruto, I don't know, 1.5 thumbs up. I'm not super intensely crazy about it, but I like it.
Okay.
Okay. What do you what about you, Ninja?
As a ninja, it sucks. I haven't seen the manga, so I can't say the manga sucks, but the dubbed version of Naruto that is currently running on Cartoon Network sucks big flumpy donkey balls.
Yeah, it does. It's awful.
And don't like it, and would probably ruin everything Naruto for me if I hadn't played the demo of Naruto Rise of a Ninja. It's restoring my possible faith.
Possible faith. Tenuous faith.
Yeah, let's not go overboard.
See, Ninja, if you watch
See, you know, now we have the massive need for trust games so that you'll get to trust it again.
I'm not going to play trust games with ninjas because I know as a ninja,
you'll end up with
ninjas.
A kunai in the back.
Exactly.
Yep, I could see it now.
Yeah.
But you see, Ninja, I'm going to send you Basilisk, because once you watch Basilisk,
Basilisk is fucked up.
It's a
I need to watch it again, though. I was totally scared off by that guy's chin, but I need to go back and watch it again.
I keep trying to buy Basilisk from the iTunes store, and it keeps telling me that it's being updated right now. Try again later.
I have all the DVDs up to the last one.
I've only seen, the first, three episodes.
It gets a lot better, actually, when you start seeing who's killing who and how, especially when you think half of them are dead. And it's like, whoa.
But you know
tiger,
what else?
Dragon
yeah, it's like Romeo and Juliet with samurai. It's awesome.
With ninjas. They're not samurai, they're ninja.
Well, they're kind of ninja samurai people, because they're not particularly sneaky.
Well, they're kind of on opposite sides of the forest and say, let's meet in the middle and kill each other. Yeah. But anyway, so Ninja.
Yes.
Game, yes. Manga, if you read it, maybe. Anime, dub. Blech.
Fuck no. Makes me, actually, I threw up a little bit in my
Don't
mouth.
Don't watch
I said
the
dub. Well, what
but,
else
but
am I gonna
the sub
watch?
Too.
Makes me want to run screaming into the night. Well, they've released some
Ninja,
of the DVDs.
Ninja. You know what would be better?
Go Netflix the DVD and watch it subbed.
Ninja.
What?
You know what would make it better? Watching it. With a sign person and have somebody sign it to you. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Like you're sitting there with no sound and just that random person in the front.
You doing the interpretation for me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
It'd
anyway.
Be a lot of blah, 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 blah,
so
and
about,
the fight scene.
So let's talk about something that's pretty awesome, unlike. And of Naruto, like our opinion of Velocity Micro.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the Velocity Micro people are awesome. I'm telling you guys, if you are looking for a bomb ass machine, check Velocity Micro out. It's velocitymicro.com, the website. They built custom built computers. So if you're a gamer or you just want a rock solid bomb ass power to the max PC, you want to check out the people at Velocity Micro. You can really get some. If you know what running a system with dual SLI graphic cards can mean, you need to check these people out. If you don't, you still need to check them out because you should probably upgrade your piece of shit Dell. With that said, I think this podcast is toast.
Yeah, it's been toasty. Toast for a while now.
Yeah, just, you know.
It's a cold toast. And toast that is cold.
Ew, with the congealed butter.
Yeah, but you know what fixes that? You put a little more butter on it, you put it in the microwave.
No, because then it gets all soggy and you lose all the toastness.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's when you sprinkle it with the brown sugar, and then it's kind of like having French toast because it makes its own syrup.
Okay. So, that's weird.
Shut the fuck up. What are you doing with my toast? I'm trying to help you salvage food and not waste it.
I'm not a huge toast fan anyways.
Well, you know what? You can then sit this one out because we're doing toast.
Ooh, you're on toast timeout.
I like that. Toast timeout.
I've just been toast-siled. Toast-exiled.
And toast-siled.
Toast-siled. You've been toaster-sized.
Toaster-sized.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Panda, what are you doing with your toast?
Well, I'm actually being really creative with my toast.
She's going to juggle it.
I cannot juggle toast.
Oh, I can juggle. I don't know if I can juggle toast, but I can juggle.
Since my toast is now cold and has the congealed butter, I'm going to kind of shape it into toast boomerangs and fling them at my mom.
That's so much fun. I love taking stale toast and chucking it off my back porch like a frisbee. I can get it wicked far. I'm good at toast frisbee.
I'm hoping that, like a boomerang, it may come back.
I don't think so.
I'll be like, it'll hit mom and she'll be like, hey! And then it'll
come back and hit you.
Let's be honest. If it hits mom, she'll be like, what the fuck?
Like, why are you wasting food?
Yeah.
Do I own anything?
Actually, in all honesty, she'll say, for fuck's sake.
Yep, exactly. Unless she's had her martini, because then she'll be like, it's raining food.
She'll be like, oh, toast. I should make some tea.
Oh my god, that reminds me of a kid's book where, like, weather was food.
It's
like
raining
meatballs with ketchup and shit would fall from the sky.
Okay.
What was it called? It was called, like, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. I love that book.
Can't say that I read that one.
I'm sorry. Magic? Yeah, what do you do with your toast magic? Wait, exiled.
What?
I know, but I'm sending out an olive branch.
All right.
As opposed to an Olive Garden, which is fake Italian.
Oh, I love Olive Garden.
What are you doing with your toast magic?
I don't know. I haven't decided. Because I'm, you know, just freshly back from exile, so.
Better make it good, or you could wind up right back in toaster's
side. Toaster style? Mm-hmm. I guess I'll juggle it.
Okay.
You're juggling
my toast.
So that means you have three.
Inevitably catching really it every time on the buttery side.
Nice.
Yum.
Ninja,
have
you
ever had to wash butter off your hands?
No,
so gross. I
suck off
forever.
My fingers. I'm at. I suck off my fingers.
You lick butter off your fingers? That's kind of gross.
Hell fucking yeah. What do we waste butter for?
It's butter! What the hell?
If I'm eating toast and there's like little remnants of toast and butter on my fingers, I'm like, so good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's a fucking waster.
I don't think I could ever eat butter straight. That's kind of gross.
Like, butter.
Well, I'm not going to, like, grab a stick of butter and, like, chomp into it.
Like, man, I'm so hot on this hot day. I'm going to have butter.
I need two tablespoons of butter
so
right
gross.
In my mouth.
Oh, my God, that's gross.
Are you doing toast? Ninja.
Oh, gross.
Ninja?
Yes.
Toast?
I'm going to take my toast, actually, and I'm going to use it instead of crackers on top of some chili.
Nice.
Toast and chili.
Yeah.
Toast? Ooh, that reminds me of the bread they put in French onion soup. I want French onion soup.
Yeah, so it's dinner time here in the land of Esh.
Yeah.
So with that, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic Girl.
And we are out.
Bye, everybody!
Out!